Back on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon, Rich Kimble and Kerry Haskell here with you, and a time for another installment of our visits to talk about the Top Gun Accelerator Entrepreneurship Program. Emma Wilson is with us in studio as always. Emma, how are you this fine afternoon?
It's great. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for bringing the spring weather. I'm great because of that. That's your doing, right?
Definitely.
Fantastic. Well, it's good to have you here again today, our third week of visiting with entrepreneurs, and I know who you've brought here, but you want to introduce Rebecca for us?
Yes, this is Rebecca Perry with Queen City Arts.
And Rebecca, no stranger. She's been on the show before. Nice to have you back in our different location, though, now.
Yes, wonderful here. Thanks for having me.
Well, a wonderful program. Tell us how this started at Queen City Arts and what the inspiration was for it.
So a few years ago, I started teaching some classes out of my home to preschool-age children and wrote some mini musicals for them to help teach them about dance and singing, and it blossomed from there. And now we teach courses in all kinds of arts over Bangor for all kinds of children.
Yeah, and you've got so many different programs. We were talking a few moments ago, theater, dance, music, art, and some new programs that'll be starting soon.
That's right. All the staples, including next week, we are starting a brand new program for messy art for children. I say it's all the glue and glitter your kids want, and none of it stuck to your kitchen table. Don't worry, I'll clean it up for you. As well as a brand new culinary arts program. Kids really love to work with food and cook in the kitchen, so we have a brand new program, Kitchen Kids, coming up.
What's the best part of doing this for you?
For me, I love to be in the classroom with the kids. We talk a lot about progress through process. It's about learning and getting in there and being with the kids and watching them discover, learn, and grow. That's the best part for me.
Absolutely. And you brought a student today. Who'd you bring along with you this afternoon?
This is my friend Tracy. Tracy takes piano lessons with me weekly and also has taken show choir class and some other classes with me. Wonderful student.
Now, do we dare have her talk about what classes are like, offer her insight here?
Oh, I think so, Tracy.
Tracy, how do you like working with Rebecca?
I love it.
What's the best part of it?
Sometimes when I have a bad day, on Wednesdays I go and take piano classes with her, and she just makes me laugh, and it makes me feel better.
That makes everything better. That's how I feel working with high school drama kids. No matter how bad the day is, when you get to do something creative and fun and artistic, you can't help but smile.
Absolutely.
What do you think you want to do? So are you going to keep playing? You want to learn other instruments?
I think I'm going to stick with piano.
Good idea. Good. I wish I had. I did not stick with it enough. I need to go back. Can you sneak in people who maybe are over the cutoff line, Rebecca?
I have a few adult students. Yes, I do. So let's see if we have room in the schedule for you.
Okay. We're talking with Rebecca K. Perry. She's here from Queen City Arts. And for folks who want to get in touch with you, a lot of different ways. You've got a Facebook page that has all kinds of information and a website.
That's exactly right. And if you want to get in contact with me and ask me any questions, feel free to send me an email. We are queencityarts@gmail.com.
Now, what are you doing with Emma and the folks in the entrepreneurship program? What kind of things are you working on there?
First thing that's great about the Top Gun program is that while all of us represent totally different types of businesses, we share in the same day-to-day while we work on the side, work on our business, and we come together. And the first thing we do is we eat dinner together and talk about how the week went at work. And just having that camaraderie together and knowing that other people in your community are working on growing their small business, you can share in the ups and the downs of the process. It's been wonderful, though, all the volunteers that are committed to the program and to this area, to business growing in the Bangor area, to come and share their expertise, mentor us, give us great advice, and to help us grow. It's been really wonderful.
What are the age requirements, if there are any, for Queen City Arts?
We start at age 3 and go up from there.
That's fantastic. Now you're letting them cook at 3, are you?
Well, we help. Maybe they do a little bit more of the taste testing.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, you're a native Mainer. What we have going here in Bangor now, and you're a big part of that, is so great. The opportunities for arts that are here for this generation that were not around, you know, even as recently as 10 or 15 years ago.
That's right. And you know what I've found is a lot of people like me have decided to either come back or stay in Maine to raise their family here. It's a wonderful place, great school systems. You're able to be outside and all the wonderful things that come along with living here. And they want the very best for their students, for their children. And I'm grateful to be a part of that.
But you'll still take the opportunity to go sing that anthem somewhere, though, won't you?
Of course I will. Anytime.
Well, it's wonderful to see you again. Thank you so much for coming in. We wish you luck with Queen City Arts.
Thank you so much.
Tracy, thank you for coming in. And Emma, thank you as always. Next week, another visitor joining us in studio as we salute the Top Gun program. Thanks for the good weather and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us again.